Welcome to the Love Fearlessly Positive Asian Podcast. The podcast series is to invite people who are living with HIV and is proudly sponsored by Gilead Science. Each episode, we invited community members to share their journey and how their identities intersect with other identities, such as aging, refugee, non-status, international students, women, mental health and substance user. Today, I am your host. My name is Kenneth, and I'm a staff member at Asian Community Aid Services, ACAS. Today, we are very pleased to have our community member, John, to talk about his journey. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, it's great. I'm glad you're here today. Would you like to tell me a little bit of yourself, John?
I'm considered senior. I've been retired, but I'm very active in the community. I try to be youthful and use my life in a way that benefits others, because I find when I help others, I really helping myself. And I get a lot of pleasure and contentment and happiness by doing these kind of services.
Oh, that's great. I think, you know, that's a good start when you introduce yourself that you like to help others. Yeah, it's a very, it helps others and also help your own soul. Am I correct?
Yes. Because that, when I said I help them, I really helping myself. Because the benefit of a person as a giver, I receive in return a greater satisfaction. And I feel useful. I feel life is worthwhile. And it gives me strength in terms of mental and spiritual strength. My being.
Wow, that's perfect. John, may I ask you, how long have you been infected with HIV? And once you find out that you are HIV positive, how do you reach out to the communities? And how is the community treating you?
Well, I was tested in 1991. So it would be 28 years. This year, and I was always undetectable. But now I'm glad that undetectable mean U equal U, right? So it mean the undetectable equal untransmittable. But still, we have a lot to learn and to move forward. We can't just rest and do nothing, because the society is still treating HIV people or people that live with HIV as a second caste, you know, like a typecast. They still have that so-called not knowing what it's like. So it's up to us to teach them, to talk about and to educate them in such a way that they don't even know that they are learning. So being out there exists, just living your life as normal as possible, because it's norm. Today we know that you can live a long, long time. I believe, because I'm now retired and as a senior, I'm going to die a senior for sure. But when I was tested, I was just about not even 60 years old, right? So I thought that I'm going to be dead because of the unknown. But due to my practice, my belief, I have strong faith, and I live day by day and I have this sort of belief and saying to myself that deceit have me, but I will not have the disease.
Wow.
Either cancer, when I was tested that they have the biopsy and then identify that I could have cancer on the lymphatics.
Mm-hmm.
So I right away sort of do the meditation, do exercise, whatever, you know, you name it, Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, swimming. And I don't want more money, I want more goodness. So I just do for nothing. I don't look for money. I look for to please other people, to help whoever I can help, or whoever required help, and I can render my assistance.
That's great. You know, I think what you did, you know, lately, all that time since you've been diagnosed, you're also helping other people, you're keeping your spirituality intact. But when you when it first came out, you know, find out that you're HIV positive, how is the community helping you? You find some challenges, you find very comforting. Would you like to share with us?
Yes. Well, not all will sort of supportive, right? But some member of my family really support me, and I pick and choose whom I tell. Like my older sister who understand, my younger sister, I tell my two and three other brothers, I don't tell them, except one I tell. So that was just like supportive from family and the society. I don't tell my close friend because I don't want to bother them. I'm not the type that asking, you know, to trouble people. I don't want to burden them. I don't want them to worry about me. And I just live my life as positive over positive. It's just like the mind in the mind, the body in the body, and my inner body doesn't have disease. That's how I look at it.
Well, certainly I can see you're a very spiritual individual. But when you find out, you know, you disclose to some of your family members, certain close friends, you don't want to disclose your status. But when it comes to any AIDS services organization, do you find it very supportive?
Yes. They as much as they can, and very helpful, like PWA, ACT, ACAS, you know, it's practical, right? So that become very, very useful and very firm support, because they're not, they're relentless in terms of helping you, whatever, which way, you know, even HELCO, you know, also guiding you and support you and confirm that you have a right, which is very important. And I don't hide from this society. I just actually be part of it. Because when I do it, I involve with it, I understand what their work and what they do. And I even volunteer with PWA, help as much as I can. When I can't do this one, I do the other.
Right.
I have many other resources that I can help, right? Even just to give comfort verbally to other person to understand that your inner body, which is your mind, is invisible, and therefore it doesn't have the earthly material body. Because it's non-body, so it can't get disease. It the food, it's not like the earth body that we have. We need food, we need water, we need air, but we still need this body, because that sacred body with inside you, which is the one that never get aging or disease or sad, it's just clear light. Because it's just the empty, it's nothingness inside your body. And that same telling me that happiness come from that body, and the sadness that come from that body. Whatever ache you, hurt you, pain you, or disappoint you, it come from your own perception, your mind, that you allow your mind to think negatively, right? So I become positive.
That's great. When you mention so many times positive, you mention very spiritual, I would say philosophy behind you as yourself. And you also like to reaching out to other people, right?
Yes.
When they
share.
You share, you do all the emotional support for them. Mm-hmm. But having said that, John, as much as you're positive, you try to send positive energy to other peers. What do you think they have to do? You seem to have a lot of resilience, right? You sounds like a person to be very grounded. What can you tell other peers to do if they went through some challenges, some trauma, right?
You just have to use the words that mean to you, that like the word stop. You stop you. No one can stop you. Mm-hmm. You change you. No one can change you. And when it comes to real assistance, you can get assistance from everywhere else around you, from family, from society, mm-hmm. but final assistance have to come from you. You have to have the desire to live, to use your life, which is already short, to live in this worldly earth.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you have the purpose of living.
Mm-hmm.
What is your purpose of living? Why you want to live longer? If you live without purpose, then your faith is sort of not strong.
Mm-hmm.
If your faith strong, you need not to prove, because it's there. All you have to do is just practice what you believe, and then it will grow bigger and stronger and strengthen as you live longer. And then you will fulfill every purpose of your living life.
It sounds like, John, you really empower yourself, and at the same time, you always keep that positive outlook. But let me go back to when you first find out that you're HIV positive, right? Were you scared at that time, over 28 years ago?
I don't get to the point where I scared and can't think. Mm. I confronted.
Right.
And I said to myself, I call it in interior monologue.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to other, mm-hmm. other person, whatever the name is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who inside. So I said, I will call myself the second person, John. See, HIV have you? Do you have HIV? And John will answer me, no. My inner body, my inner wind that keep me alive, the breath that I breathe, I borrow it, and I will live with this borrowed air. And I become positive, over positive.
So you're 100% positive, John.
Yes. It doesn't kill me. This is one thing too. It doesn't kill me yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it works for 28 years. And I think I can only change myself. And I can only stop myself. If I know something not good, not right, then I change.
Mm-hmm.
I stop myself. I don't complain. And I agree to disagree with each and everyone. Mm-hmm. If they think they're right, why would I argue with them? I just agree with them. Then I walk away. I have the right to see or not to see the person, right? So that's my consent.
I think that's very good, John. That's a good way to cope, you know, how to keep yourself in sanity, right?
Exactly. And retain that peace. Peace come from inside you, not come from other person. People can scream and yell and call you name even I don't want to say the word, it's not appropriate to even mention the word, but I just smile and I just even use it as a joke. I got a new title.
Oh, that's great. That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
But John, like knowing that you mentioned at the beginning that you are a senior person,
yeah,
and also living with this virus, did you find any challenges? Do you see any more like a stigma besides HIV, being getting older? Do you feel any challenges or any success story you can share with us?
Success, if you think young, you stay young.
Great. I should follow your footsteps.
Yeah. And if you like someone, you just keep not pushing, but keep in a close distance. Mm-hmm. Appear and say, I'm going to make you love me.
How?
By being here, existence is equal, whatever, right? And they recognize that, hey, this person's still alive, very much alive. And I joke about too. I said, I might be old, but my inner still hot, like the engine of the car.
So I think any individual, any person who listened to this podcast and they consider themselves a little bit in the aging group, they should listen to John. You know, the wisdom. You know, you have to feel young inside.
Oh, thank you. No, I keep my body fit. I used to swim every noon. And then when I got too busy, and either work or volunteer, I had to sacrifice. I used to do both Tai Chi and yoga, so I just do one instead of both, right?
Great.
And if I can't volunteer with that department, I volunteer with the other department where I still have that ability. Mm-hmm. See, I don't let my disability stop me because I don't stop myself.
Great.
If you have any disability, it only takes you to stop you.
Mm-hmm. So I want to switch the angle a little bit. Comes to you being as a person living with HIV, do you feel any challenges or any negative impact when you start taking medication, HIV medication?
Early day, yes. I have a lot of side effects and take so many pills. And I was so, I call it hidden depressed. But because I maintain the positiveness, thinking, acting, talking. So I learned that when I talk right, I think right, whatever I do, it follows right. That's how it. I learned from yoga mean union. So these come together, right? It come to be from inner body. That you have that harmony within. So this is, I can cultivate growth and strength and happiness instead of sadness.
So back in the old days, the medications that did give you a little bit side effect, but you keeping the happiness and the positive
and cope it. And I don't complain.
You don't complain.
No, I just try not to complain. I just try to live. And I just only, I have a lot of interior monologue. I wish that they understand why I can't come too early. Because I don't want to wear a diaper and go there.
So now, with the new medication, I assume you're on a better regimen right now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank God to that. I take one day, one pill.
And you find it much easier to adapt?
It's sort of what you call it, make life easier. And they're less toxic. And your body adapt. My body is like a miracle positive body because the mind and the body is identical, right? Mm-hmm. Just like the bird, the person that you see in the mirror. Mm-hmm. It's the same identical. So your mind is positive. Your body become positive. And I find I cultivate from whatever easier than those days. It gives me, wow, this is easier than the hard time, right? Mm-hmm. So when I acknowledge the good time and the bad time, I learn one thing. It's the same thing. It mm-hmm. comes from inside you. Mm-hmm. Happiness comes from inside you, and sadness comes from inside you. So you pick and choose what to think, what to say, and how you do, how you create your own life. It's just like the ground that you're going to stand on, like the plant. Like in yoga, they call tree pose. The tree have to have root. So I place my seed and grow the root. And my tree just keep growing and growing. And I put the smile on my face and I laugh. I turn it the other side of sadness to happiness. So laughing more fun, I tell myself.
That's great. So without any hesitation, I can say you definitely choose the happiness part at all time.
Yes. And I use the term, I choose to be happy.
That's right.
Any yeah. cause, because it's my own right, I choose.
Mm-hmm.
You can make me unhappy, but I refuse. I don't allow it. So I don't have to. You can call me name. It's just only the sound, only the name. And if my mind not concoct and create the delusion, oh, how dare you call me that name and this name. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
I just say, I love you too.
That's a good way to talk back to yeah. certain uh-huh. people, right?
So throw love at them.
Mm-hmm.
And some close friend I used to say that, be careful what you're wishing for. I'm going to love you until that love end up hurt you. Because, he said, why? Because that love of mine is going to make you feel guilty.
That's a good way to put it. So, before we end the interview, John, I'd like to ask you one thing. Is what you going to say to the audience who are now living with HIV, what they're going to do, what they have to choose to do? And the other question is, what about the people who don't know much about HIV? Do you have any messages for them?
They just have to be open and embrace the reality that we all gonna get some kind of disease. HIV is just only one of the disease of this planet. And everybody have equal opportunity to get infected, or the silent of cancer can grow inside you before you even find out, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes.
And the best way to live your life, just try to understand other people. If you want to help, then you just listen to their problem and don't make it worse by, support the negative. So be positive towards them or encourage them to live their life as full as possible.
So that's a great message. I think if I can paraphrase it, it's basically you were telling the audience is demonstrate a little bit more compassion, love, understanding, and being supportive.
Yeah, and know what caused the suffering.
Exactly.
And then you acknowledge that suffering, then you don't make it worse. Instead of make it worse, you actually support them.
Really?
Or help them by, offer a helping hand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And everybody need that. And when you help other, you actually helping yourself. When you understand other people, you understand yourself even much better. And you can live your life fuller as a useful person.
Yeah.
And you get more benefit out of your daily life. As you breathe, you grow positive and stronger. It's just almost like the foundation of your mental power, right? Your word power, if you say positive word, you guide yourself. Everything is possible. Only the impossible is impossible. Wow. And only hurt people hurts people. So when you understand that hurts people, then I call it myself, I said, let it stop at me. I will take your hurt and I will not pass it on. Mm-hmm. That's why I answered them with, I loved you too. Or else I said, look, your mother loves you. So go home and call your mom.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John. Oh, this is a personal note. I just really want to find out, is there any favorite food that you like?
I cook my own food, so I like my own food. I cook everything.
Yeah, but is there any specific food you'd like to cook?
Rice. Noodles.
Very simple, eh? Simple.
Lentils. Recipe. And potatoes.
Yeah. Great.
My favorite breakfast is parboil the potato, not too cooked, and then fry with a little bit of olive and butter and until it brown. Then you throw in chopped cooking onion, mm-hmm. or green onion if you don't have one. And then 2 eggs and then stir the eggs. And there you are, salt and pepper. You in heaven.
Something very simple. I think everybody can cook it too. Yeah. To share that recipe with the audience will be great. What about music? What kind of song you, is there a specific song you like?
I love the Broadway songs.
Which
Don't
one?
Cry For Me, Argentina.
Can
I
you
cry
sing a
myself.
Couple? Can you cry yourself a couple? Don't cry
for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I keep my promise.
Wow. Okay. You,
I will keep my promise to myself.
John, if you don't do yoga and meditation, you can be a Broadway singer.
No, because in yoga, they have this branch called mantra yoga.
Uh-huh.
And in mantra yoga, it's about chanting. It's about the fifth chakra. Chakra is the universal energy. It comprised of universal power. And it's to do with your throat. With your fifth chakra is the throat chakra. It's about the speech. And practice the right speech is very, very important. In many literatures, in many faith, many beliefs, you have to speak kindly, gently, genuinely, and don't talk bad words, and don't talk negatively behind other person. Be a dog. The dog will bark in front of you. The dog will not go home and bark.
Wow. So, before we end the interview, John, do you mind to chant a very short period of time for us?
In yoga, they have a short one called OM, OM. And there's a Hindu god called Shiva. Shiva will chant like OM Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. If you like the podcast, Love Fearlessly Positive Asian, please follow us at acast.org.